What up, Soph?
Hey guys.
Long time no see.
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah.
With this ask shit.
It is an inside joke. Like, yeah, she can't even get inside over here.
She don't even know.
We're just gonna jump into the question, so bear with me because this might be a little bit long-winded. But hey, Dead and Crew, I was recently listening to the Kendrick Lamar album To Pimp a Butterfly while talking with some friends who don't like rap. While listening to the guys, I picked up one of the numerous messages on the particular album, and when I tried to explain it to them, they shot down the idea saying it's rap, it can't be that deep. So my question is, the question is, could uninspired, should I say this verbatim?
Yes.
So my question is, could uninspired, annoying rappers like Drake and Big Sean and radio dominant rappers like Young Thug and Migos take away from good rappers like Kendrick Lamar and Big Fiasco, just to name a few? Thanks. Keep up the good work.
The perception of hip hop are these guys that get dominated on the radio, that get played so on, and that's the reason why dudes' friends acted like that. Because hip hop is that deep. Is this the hip hop that you consider hip hop? It isn't that deep. But no, hip man, there's a lot of rappers. Hey, who are your friends, man? Tell them to watch that hip hop. Tell them to watch that.
Right? I don't tell them that.
No.
Why not?
He's gonna comment being like, it's not
we're
that
good.
Deep.
We don't need that.
We don't. Oh, then fuck you then. But no, man, hip-hop is really deep. Hip-hop is really deep. It can be really complex. It just depends on the artist. You know, not everybody is that. And it doesn't matter the genre of music that you're talking about. Everybody is not the same. That's why it is music. That's why it is art. Because different people are going to perceive it differently. The artists are going... They might think of something like when they're trying to put this music out and the masses take it the wrong way. So it's all about perception. And you have to dive into hip hop before you could just make a fucking comment like that saying, oh, it's just rap, it's not deep. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit, man.
It's either that or they just don't have respect for hip hop as an art form. That's what it sounded like. That friend, whoever he was talking to, just be like, it's just hip hop, whatever. It's not like they don't have respect for it as a music art form. It sounds like just based off that question.
I'm gonna hop over to Mike. He looks antsy.
I'm good.
No,
Ken got something to say.
Do you just like waiting until then? Like, is that what?
No, that question just fucking pissed me off. That's all. So I'm not trying to be that guy. Even like rap fans don't really have that much respect for rap. Mm. Rap is just popular, so they listen to it because they think they're supposed to. But they don't think it's deep because they're not really listening to what the content is there. They're just listening for a hot beat. And when I say they, it's a collective they. I know y'all are gonna get mad, like, oh, you're always shitting on us younger kids. No, I'm not. I'm talking about people in general because that's the way the media has put this music out to not really be that deep. I think another part of that could be, and y'all are gonna get mad, I don't fucking care, could be a race thing. I don't know who these people are that he's talking to, because these are a certain type of white person. I could totally see that comment coming out of their mouth and them being completely like
dismissed.
That's yeah,
so
yeah. They'll just huh? Random?
So random. Well, why? I just wouldn't think to draw that conclusion just off of that.
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Really?
Because I've heard that kind of comment so many times.
I mean, it's possible. I just didn't go there.
When people look at situations like this, they'll always try to act like, oh, you know, you're the one thinking race. You're the one thinking race. Well, I don't have any fucking choice but to think race because I hear this shit all the fucking time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's from white people that don't really take the time to learn about other cultures. And I'm not saying all white people are like that. I'm just saying that certain ones. So don't try to call me racist. I'm just saying that when I heard that question, that sounds like a conversation that I've had with people where they say, oh, well, you know, rap is all about ass, titties, drugs, cars. Well, sure, certain aspects of it are, but that's just as stupid as me saying that all heavy metal is about Satan. It's not. Mm-hmm. So I think whoever this person is talking to, I think that his friends just have an extreme lack of understanding. And it sounds like they either don't have a care to understand or they don't have the capacity to understand. And I think no respect for the culture, absolutely. And he's asking, can certain rappers take away? Yeah, absolutely. I agree with Ralph. Certain rappers can take away from the, I don't want to say the good ones, but the ones that are not talking about the derivative shit. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's up to the audience to not believe every single thing that they hear. If you really think that all rap is Young Thug and Lil Wayne and Birdman and Rick Ross, then that's a problem.
Yep. Really just sounds like a general lack of education, right? Ignorance on their behalf, and they're just taking what the masses has basically force-fed them and interpreted that as hip-hop, which is kind of what we're saying here. Mm-hmm. And until you actually are in this and kind of looking on the other side, you won't really understand it, because there are a lot of rappers that really take a lot of time into what they're doing and a lot of thought. Mm-hmm. Even down to the producers, the way they put beats together, the way they layer stuff together, it's not just writing words down. Like, these people are really, really invested into the craft, and they spend a lot of time into it. And it's unfortunate that, you know, that thought process is out there, that's in the forefront of society, mainstream society, and how they think of rap, that it is just basic and common and not that deep. And while I think that, and, you know, we may be wrong, they may be black people, but, you know, it does sound like something that a white person would say, because I've seen conversations, I've heard interviews where, you know, you would have just your, and I don't want this to sound insulting, but you have like somebody you would look at, like there's a lot of white people that listen to rap, but you look at them and you wouldn't think that they listen to rap, and then they would be having a conversation with other people that don't listen to rap. So here's a typical white guy or a white person, let's say, listening to rap, and then they will have a conversation with another person that don't listen to rap and they don't get it. So then they would take what they're listening to, say for instance a Nas, and have the conversation with them and take some of Nas lyrics from the Illmatic, right? And basically go in depth with some of the songs, and they're educating them on really the depth that Nas would have in his lyrics and in his art, and then they will understand it far better than they did before, because it was just that ignorance was there. And I'm not saying ignorance on, you know, in a negative context, but it just was. So, but again, and just to cover all bases, mm-hmm. you know, you can easily have the same conversation with black people too. You know what I'm saying? So, and there,
especially older people.
Yeah. And there are black people out there that I think, you don't think older people? Well, I think
no. I agree with you.
Yeah, and I think there are definitely some, there are black people out there that also don't really understand, you know, the culture of hip hop. Mm-hmm. And it's what they see on television. It's what's popular. And you know, it's just unfortunate.
And then my thing is like, why would you want to, even if you're younger, even if you're our age, why like kind of just diss a culture that you're not really like, you know, about or having the enough energy to kind of understanding of? Because even like with Mike, when I review Death Grips with Mike, I was saying like, okay, yeah, even though that's not the sound that I listen to, but I'm not just going to be like, oh, this is rock and roll, this is horrible. Like I can't say that, because I'm not in, you know, I'm not invested into it.
They didn't say that it was horrible, they just said that rap isn't that deep. So if they're young, and we don't know their demographic, we don't know their race, we don't know their age, we don't know any of these factors, right? So this is all hypotheticals that we're talking about, mm-hmm. right, from our own experiences. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like I know a whole bunch of urban kids that would probably say that as well.
I was gonna say that.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not all their fault. Like, I think that they should try to immerse themselves more into the culture, but it's what's fed to them. So this is what they know. So when they hear the Young Thugs and they hear some of these other popular artists, they're like, yeah, it's not that deep. But there's nobody to bridge that gap for them. You know what I'm saying? And be like, yo, there is a J. Cole out here. There is other younger artists that you guys could relate to that is doing like more with their music. There's a plethora of guys that are in that age demographic, but they don't get radio play. They don't get the marketability. They don't get the exposure. So therefore, they're not classified as hip hop. They're quote unquote underground, and they're far from that. So that always goes back to my argument of the balance. That's why some of these kids, like a lot of these artists need to be on the radio. They need to have that exposure as well, because the Drakes, the Young Thugs, the Nickies, the Birdmans, the Rock, that's not just hip hop. That is hip hop. Yeah. I'm not segmenting them, but there's a whole slew of other dope artists that people don't even know about, and it's such a shame. And I feel like that's the biggest travesty in hip hop culture right there.
I don't think it's gonna make a difference, dude. No, I think even if you threw those artists, the Chance the Rappers, the Joey Bass,
people lazy.
I think no.
Not even that. That's not what I'm saying.
Even if you threw those artists on the radio and let them play out and mixed with everybody else, I don't know that it's gonna make that much of a difference. I think at this point, hip hop is kind of already being pushed in that bucket, and it's a matter of trying to get it out of that bucket, and that's a lot harder. You know what I mean? I think that a lot of people subtly see hip hop as a minstrel show. They look at it like it's just a bunch of people on stage dancing around and being coons. But even if you have a couple coons that are breaking out and saying other things, it's not gonna make a difference to these kids, because they already have their minds made up. And a lot of them don't want hip hop to be any deeper.
No, I feel you.
You know what I mean? That's what I was gonna say to your point. Yeah. A lot of those kids could be very young black teens that are saying
all they want to do is
I'm surprised you thought it was a race thing.
No, I wasn't saying I thought it immediately was. I was saying that it could be.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, but
you thought it could be, because I see so many people, like, when they were like, oh man, don't be trying to play To Pimp a Butterfly in the car and trying to hear that shit, this and that and the other. Like, they don't want it to be that deep.
Right. They don't want to. They don't want to have to think about anything. They want things to just be light and playful and fun.
Yeah.
You go, Rick.
And a lot of them, even with a Kendrick, they'll listen to that and they'll still say the same thing. They'll say, "It ain't that deep. It's just music."
Yeah.
Like, even though this motherfucker's talking about deep shit, it's just it's just.
Everybody music. Wanted to listen to it because he was popular for what he does, but a lot of people didn't understand the music.
Well, I also think that, you know, kind of going back to what you were saying. And that, well, you know, they don't want it to be that deep. I think with that particular email, I think that they really don't think it's that deep. You know what I'm saying? And I think, I don't know the outcome of that conversation, but I think this was a moment, a teachable moment for that guy to basically take these guys aside and sit them down and say, well, it is. And here are some artists that are doing some things that are, you know, deeper than the stuff that you're exposed to, and kind of at least that's one person that's taken out of that overall thought process of the masses. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and you know, if you're watching this, I would like to know what became of that conversation. Did you actually have that conversation with them, and what happened?
Send a follow-up email. We'll be checking. Yeah. All right, thank you, Jordan Miller, for your question. If you like this video, make sure to subscribe to our channel at Dead and Hip Hop on YouTube. Send all your questions to AskDEH8 on Twitter and to our email, ask@deadandhiphop.com. Follow all these guys and troll them on social media. And until next time, later.
Troll these guys.